Paul, I guess the obvious first and foremost, when somebody sees the game story tomorrow, they'll see four goals by your captain. What did you think of that line tonight?
Really strong in hard areas. A lot of the goals, I mean, you see the last one, the third one rather, and it's a nice play. He makes a great shot on it, but there was a lot of grinding that went into the other goals, and they did that every shift, you know. Is the tip in the first period, Mark Scheif was behind the net and catches the guy in the slot on the way up. So that back pressure, that's all effort, that's all compete, and they look big and strong.
Anything particular catch your attention with the way you guys were able to handle them coming back and tying the game twice and not really seeming too concerned about it?
No, you know, the bench is right now with understanding that that's the momentum shifts of playoff hockey, and we're in that push now. So it doesn't matter. You know, you get a call you don't like, it doesn't matter. And they tie a game after, they had so much zone pressure on that second one. We had tired guys out on the ice, but it doesn't matter. You got to just take care of that next shift.
What does it say for your group when a guy like Dmitry Kulikov steps out of his weight class? That
says an awful lot, right? Like we've got a month, maybe 5 weeks here to get dialed in as a hockey team and really develop those bonds in a room that are so important in the playoffs. I thought that our bench was just wired after that. It was a huge, I don't want to say turning point, but more statement, and everybody was in, and that's the way it felt.
What's allowed Nathan Beaulieu to come in and make the impact he has so far?
He's a good player. I mean, he's got some bite and some grit to the games. I think he's suited to the Western Conference. He doesn't go back late to get a puck. He keeps his game simple, but that's not a negative statement about somebody's game. He's a first-pass option guy, can get it to the net. He's got some confidence in his game, but he's got some bite to him, and he's a good find for us for sure.
On that second goal, Paul, I think the stats had it at about 3.5 minute shift there for Trouba and Niku. Is that one where you're almost wishing the NHL hadn't rescinded the no timeout?
You know, we're calling a timeout. Probably could have used two or three timeouts on that one, and we won the draw too. It was a little painful. We could have controlled it on the way up, but that happens.
How about Jake's game tonight? He was just shy of 28 minutes.
All on two shifts. Yeah, we put a lot of pressure on those guys back there, and that. You know, Myers and Kulikov. You know what? I like the way our D played all of them. I can't short anybody. We've got some guys out of the lineup, but those guys have played hard and give you a chance to win.
Blake obviously gets a lot of accolades for his playmaking ability, second in the NHL in assists. Is it good to have a night like this to maybe remind everybody that he can still be a goal scorer?
It's good that it's too early in March to make broad statements about how you're going to play. But if we're guilty of things probably coming in as maybe overpassing the puck, and we had success with that in December, right? We hit an awful lot of seams to goals, but that's not playoff hockey. It's not going to happen. So there's been, it seems, a decent adjustment by our forwards of putting pucks to the net, and Blake then leads all the things that we do. He knows what playoff hockey's all about. He knows he's got to get the puck to the net, and he knows that our forwards have to go to the net. You know, the first goal is the same concept, right? It's a shot from the point, but we got two guys right in line on the screen, so we're starting to go to the net a little heavier.
Was it come to you and bang on the door and said, I want to go, or how did that just all work?
He got off the ice yesterday pretty darn strong, so we wanted to make sure that he felt that way. He didn't go through the flu that some of our other players have, where we were worried about dehydration and things of that. So we kind of monitored him right up to the warm up, and he was saying, "I think I'm strong here," and he wanted that opportunity.
Sorry, did he skate with Joey yesterday?
This morning.
Today,
yeah.
Does it mean for your group to win the Nashville game like you did, and then obviously start off this road trip with success and? You'll have a good 7-8 days here with this group together outside of Winnipeg.
You get to enjoy the time together, and it's new, and so they can laugh and tell jokes and do all the important things of becoming a team. Every year you get a brand new team, even though there's a lot of the same faces, and we were a brand new team this year, exceptionally young for the better part of the year, and now we've got a few more veterans in and around our room. Bufflin's on the trip. It makes it for the older guys probably a little bit more fun, and wins are always the best way to have fun in the league.